Track 6. And now it's back to the news. New supermarket creates 15 jobs. Ashburton's new co-op is now open for business. The purpose-built shop at Dolbear Meadow was given a fanfare launch and has created 15 new local jobs. The 3,000 square feet store offers an extensive range of fresh and healthy products, bakery, food to go, award-winning beers and wines, and everyday essentials. A Costa Coffee Express machine is coming soon, and there is also a free ATM to provide access to cash in the community, and customer car parking is available. The store is in addition to the co-op's existing smaller store in North Street, Ashburton. Dan Wells, store manager, said, "The whole team is delighted to have had the opportunity to invest in Ashburton. The store looks fantastic and we are really enjoying welcoming the community into their new co-op. We have a focus on being a hub locally for the community, delivering the quality, choice, value and added services which can be enjoyed by everyone. Member price savings create additional value for co-op members who can save more with personalised offers, deals and promotions, and lower prices on the products shoppers buy most. A parcel services is available through the in-post locker. Co-op is one of the world's largest consumer-owned cooperatives, with its history dating back more than 180 years. The new Ashburton Co-op opens at 6 a.m. till 11 p.m. daily."
Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute, RNLI, is on the hunt for more volunteers to support its life-saving activities after several members of the team have announced they're moving on. Roles available include fundraising, community engagement, managing the lifeboat station shop and shore crew. The vacancies have arisen for reasons including relocation, ill health and volunteers moving to support other areas of the RNLI. The current RNLI Tynmouth volunteer shop manager, who's reluctantly standing down due to ill health, said, "I've just loved every minute of it. It's been a golden opportunity to meet so many lovely people both inside and outside of the RNLI. The small but beautifully presented shop at Tynmouth Lifeboat Station sells RNLI merchandise and is open 11 months of the year." Another vital fundraising position is that of treasurer. The current fundraising treasurer is moving away from the area with her husband, who's also one of the Tynmouth Boathouse Visits volunteers. Tynmouth RNLI's fundraising and engagement team chair has also announced plans to step down at the end of 2025 to pursue other volunteer opportunities within the RNLI. On the operational side, Tynmouth RNLI is also recruiting new members of its shore crew team. The shore crew help launch the lifeboat, manage the safety of the area during a launch, and refuel and service the boats when they return from a shout or a training exercise. The RNLI Tynmouth operates from the original 1862 boathouse near the Point car park and carries out around 50 rescues each year.
Fears for future of black swan's eggs. The future for any new eggs laid by the Dawlish black swans appears to be bleak. Any eggs laid on the flimsy nest are likely to be infertile, the town's waterfowl wardens have warned. There have been fears for the survival of any eggs laid, as the breeding pair, Bert and Kimber, have made the makeshift nest on a small, low-lying island in the brook. Previously, they have nested either on a man-made site high above the waterline at Tuck's Plot or in rushes alongside the brook. At least three eggs have been laid. Onlookers have said they believe ongoing work by Southwest Water on the lawn may have disturbed and confused the pair. It has also been noticed that Bert and Kimber are not behaving in the way they have with previous nests. One said, "Bert is normally in a guarding and chasing off mode, but it's definitely different this time. They are not settled either, and the nest isn't comfy. The Southwest Waterworks have clearly thrown them." The owners of holiday accommodation Pilchard Cottage have been keeping a watchful eye on the pair. They said, "It's not looking too positive this time. The gulls were circling very close by this morning too. I wonder if that's why Bert has taken the lead in protecting the eggs so far, as usually Kimber spends most of her time on the nest." Concerns had already been made about the location of the nest close to the waterline. Dawlish Town councillors received a report from the wardens at a meeting of the Civic Amenities Committee. Members also raised concerns about the less than ideal location. Wardens are monitoring the situation closely as they were concerned the eggs are not being looked after, possibly suggesting they're infertile. The wardens are continuing to check on the swans and may intervene if necessary.
A former Teignmouth bank manager has been recognised for his contribution to astronomy. A blue plaque commemorating the establishment of Torbay Astronomical Society by J. Hedley Robinson, FRAS, which is a fellow of the Royal Astronomical Society, was unveiled last Saturday, the September the 20th. The plaque, ceremony and civic reception at Torquay Town Hall marked 70 years since Hedley Robinson founded the Torbay Astronomical Society in August 1956. The event was attended by Torbay Deputy Mayor Councillor Hazel Foster, members of the Torbay Civic Society and the Torbay Astronomical Society, and Hedley Robinson's grandson. Hedley Robinson worked for Midland Bank and before retiring in 1965 was second officer at the Dawlish branch. However, his spare time was devoted to stargazing. After retiring, Hedley Robinson served as a director of the British Astronomical Association's Mercury and Venus section until 1980. He was awarded the prestigious Walter Goodacre Medal in recognition of his contribution to the progress of astronomy. He was also founder and president of Devonshire Astronomical Association. Well known for the observatory he had in his Teignmouth garden, he counted Sir Patrick Moore as one of his friends. Sharing his passion and knowledge about astronomy was very important to him. He frequently gave talks. The Torbay Astronomical Society used Torquay Town Hall as a meeting venue for several years. The Society now meets at Torquay Boys Grammar School, where it maintains an observatory. Hedley Robinson died in 1991 at the age of 86 following a short illness.